Hey, you ever feel like just scrolling forever? You know, like the internet is this giant, never-ending
It
thing.
can be a bit overwhelming, right?
Totally. And sometimes you stumble across these online communities, like hidden gems, you know? And sometimes those hidden gems, well, sometimes they hit a rough patch.
Because even though they're online, these are real communities dealing with real-world problems.
Exactly. And that's what we are diving into today, this community that had to confront a really tough situation.
And what's fascinating is they chose to be really open about it. They
Yeah.
shared the entire journey, the good, the bad, and everything in between.
It's like a case study in online community management almost. So, to set the scene, we're talking about a forum for fans of, well, it's not really important what the forum's about because it's something we all can relate to.
This idea of shared interests, a sense of belonging, it's something we see across the digital landscape.
Right. So, you've got this space where people connect, share ideas, and then someone reports a past trauma caused by another member.
And that's where things, unfortunately, took a turn.
Yeah, from what we've gathered, the moderator who first received the report, well, they kind of dropped the ball.
It highlights a crucial aspect of online communities. They might be virtual, but the impact of our words, our actions, they have real-world consequences.
It's like that saying, think before you speak, but in this case, it's more like think before you click.
Exactly. Online communication requires an extra layer of care and consideration.
So we've got this community, things get complicated, feelings are hurt. Thankfully, this community, they documented everything. Public statements, moderator messages, even reactions from members, it's all there.
A digital trail, if you will.
Exactly. And we get to unpack it all.
Should we start with that message from Emma Stevel?
Yeah, Emma Stevel, one of the head moderators, she posted this message and it kind of set things in motion.
In it, she acknowledges the report, confirms that a member of the community had experienced harm caused by another individual.
But then, well, it's the response, right? That's where things went sideways.
Moderator, the one who received the initial report, it's clear now they didn't grasp the gravity of the situation.
And they definitely didn't respond in a way that was, sensitive or appropriate.
And that misstep, that lack of awareness, well, it ignited a firestorm. The community was hurting, and they felt like their concerns were being
And
dismissed.
they weren't going to stay silent about it.
Which, is understandable. Silence often protects those who cause harm. Speaking out, it's the first step towards healing, towards justice.
So, we've got a community in turmoil, tensions are high, and they're demanding answers. What happens next?
Well, that's where things get interesting. Instead of shying away, the community leaders actually step forward. They chose to take action.
So, they've got a real mess on their hands, right? I mean, how do you even start to rebuild trust when something like this happens?
It's tough, no doubt. And there's no one-size-fits-all solution. But what they did well was act quickly and decisively.
Like ripping off a band-aid?
Kind of, yeah. They didn't try to sweep it under the rug or hope it would just blow over. They addressed it head-on.
You're talking about that community-wide message, the one Emma Stevel put out.
Exactly. Just a few days after that initial misstep, they posted this heartfelt apology, acknowledging their failure to handle the situation properly. And they didn't just say, "We're sorry."
Oh no, they took it way further. I mean, they actually removed that moderator, the one who mishandled the report. And get this, they banned the person who caused the original harm, too.
Those actions spoke volumes. It showed the community they were serious about accountability.
See, that's what gets me. They didn't stop there. They could have just slapped on a band-aid and called it a day, but they went all in on making real change. I mean, tell me I'm wrong, but that doesn't happen very often, does it?
You're right. It's more common to see a reactive approach, just dealing with the immediate problem. But this was different. They took a long, hard look at themselves and said, "How do we prevent this from ever happening again?"
So what did they do? Spill the tea.
First, they brought in new moderators and made a real effort to diversify the team. They realized they needed people with different backgrounds and life experiences to better understand and support their community.
Makes sense. It's like you wouldn't want a team of chefs who all specialize in the same type of cuisine, right?
Exactly. They wanted a team equipped to handle the complexities of their community. And speaking of being equipped, they revamped their entire ticketing system.
The system they use to report problems.
Yep, the one that kind of failed them the first time around. They streamlined it, made it more efficient and user-friendly so people could easily report issues, and those issues would be routed to the right people.
Smart. So, new mods, new reporting system, what else?
Training. And not just a quick, "Here's how to ban someone" session. This was in-depth training on the nuances of online communication, handling sensitive situations, de-escalating conflict.
So basically, they're turning their moderators into, like, digital mediators.
Exactly. They brought in experts on online trauma, abuse, even conflict resolution, to give their moderators the tools they needed to create a safer, more positive environment for everyone.
Wow. And that's not all, is it? They did even more.
Oh, yeah. Remember how we talked about them setting clear expectations? Well, they took it a step further by establishing a whole new set of community guidelines and a code of conduct.
So it's not just about reacting to things after they happen, but actually creating a roadmap for how they want their community to function.
Exactly. They outlined their values, set clear boundaries for behavior, and really emphasized the importance of respect and empathy in all interactions.
It's like they drew a line in the sand and said, "This is who we are now, and this is how we treat each other." It's actually pretty inspiring. But didn't you mention something about a royal program? That sounds way more fun than guidelines.
Right. This is where things get really interesting. It's like they took this whole situation, and instead of just focusing on damage control, they decided to inject some creativity and fun into the mix.
Okay, now you've got my attention. What is this royal program all about?
So they handpicked this group of members, not moderators, but just really active, passionate users who really embodied the community spirit.
Okay, so like community influencers.
Yeah, something like that. And they invited these members to be part of this special program where they'd get to, well, imagine this, they get to create characters, storylines, and basically drive the community's creative output.
Wait, are we talking about role-playing here, like Dungeons and Dragons style?
You got it. But they took it to another level with this voice role-play. So instead of just typing out their characters' dialogues, they'd actually embody them using their voices.
Whoa, that's next level role playing. I could see how that would be so immersive.
Exactly. Oh. It tapped into this whole storytelling element, this desire to create and connect on a deeper level. And here's the kicker. They integrated this royal program directly into the community.
So it wasn't just this separate thing off in a corner.
Nope. It was interwoven with everything. The royals, as they were called, interacted with other members. Their storylines unfolded in real time. And it created this incredibly dynamic and engaging experience for everyone.
That's brilliant. They turned a crisis into an opportunity to not just rebuild, but actually innovate and make their community even more vibrant than before.
And that's the beauty of this whole story, isn't it? It's about resilience, about taking a difficult situation and using it as fuel for positive change.
It's like they got knocked down, but instead of staying down, they got back up, dusted themselves off, and said, "Watch what we can do."
And they did. But let's not forget, this is an ongoing journey. Building a thriving online community takes constant work and attention.
So true. It's like tending a garden. You can't just plant some seeds and expect them to flourish without any effort.
Exactly. You have to nurture them, protect them from harm, and adapt to changing conditions. And that's what makes this community's story so compelling. They stumbled, they made mistakes, but they never gave up on their vision of creating something truly special.
And I think there's a valuable lesson in that for all of us, both online and offline.
Absolutely.
So we've seen how this community tackled a tough situation. But I think what's really striking is that they didn't just fix the problem. They used it as a chance to evolve.
Absolutely. They went from reactive to proactive, addressing the immediate crisis, and then taking these really thoughtful steps to create a healthier, more positive space for everyone.
It's like, okay, they made a mistake, but they owned it, learned from it, and came out stronger on the other side.
And that's something we can all learn from, right? Whether we're part of an online community, a workplace, even just our families and friend groups.
Because let's face it, conflicts and disagreements happen everywhere. It's how we respond that really matters.
Exactly. It's about taking responsibility, having those difficult conversations, and being open to change. And sometimes it's even about taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture.
Like they did with that royal program, turning a negative situation into something positive and creative.
It's a reminder that even in the midst of challenges, there's always room for innovation, for finding new ways to connect and build community.
And that's something worth celebrating, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a testament to the power of human resilience and the potential for positive change. And, you know, it gives me hope. Hope for the future of online spaces, for our ability to build bridges, not walls.
Me too. Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together, right? Mm-hmm. Online or offline, we're all part of this big, messy, wonderful human experience. And if this community can find a way to come together, to learn and to grow, well, I think that's a story worth sharing.
I'd agree more.
So to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it as eye-opening and inspiring as we did. And remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here. What are your takeaways? What resonated with you? Keep the discussion going in the comments below. Until next time, stay curious.